As Rosh Chodesh. So the shell is, what is Rosh Chodesh Makaris, the lock of Rosh Chodesh? So first of the first Makar, the specialty of Rosh Chodesh, really goes back to Sheshis Mei Abreshis, that the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shnei Moris Gedolim, two great luminaries, I think it's in English, two great lights, the sun and the moon. Then the Pasuk goes on saying, Echad, Mar God of Echad, Mar Katan, one was small, one was big. So actually the Pasuk says it's a stira. So Rashi answers, beginning the Gemara in Chul and Samach on Beis, that the Yireach tainted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shaiach, the two Malachim, to Mishamish with one throne, therefore, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said no, therefore he was reminded, the Yireach made this moon smaller. So Adkan Rashi, however the Gemara is Moisif, that the moon had a tainted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I had a good taino, and therefore I lose out of it, and you make me smaller. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, because of that, trying to be Yasav is Das, he told him, you'll be Moshul during the day also. Not only will the moon be at night, but you see the moon during the day, the last hour or two during the day, you can look up and there's a sun, but you also see the moon. Zuck the moon back. Shago Patara Mayahani, what's the point of having the moon during the day? It's meaningless. No light comes from the moon. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, a Klai Yisrael will count the days and the years through the moon. They'll count their Chadoshim, the years through the moon. So the moon set back also, it wasn't happy, because still Klai Yisrael has to count the Shemesh, also the Kufos, to know what the seasons are, to make the Ibra Shana, and we also count through the sun for certain things also. So what's the mile of the moon over the sun? So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll call Tzadikim your name, meaning I'll call Shmuel HaKotan, or Yaakov HaKotan, they'll call HaKotan like the moon. Still the moon wasn't satisfied. So the Gemara says, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Have you kapara like, and bring a kapara upon me, shmi tasi es yireach, because they made the yireach smaller. The pashtus of the Gemara is saying that the taich words are that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, I made a mistake, kaviyochol, and you have to bring a kapara for myself, and therefore, because I made the yireach smaller. Like the Gemara says, Amr Shlokish, that all kabbanis, it does not say, Lashem, it's Hashem, except the seir to Rosh Chodesh, it says Lashem. So the Seir to Rosh Chodesh says, Lashem, Rosh Lanka says, why? Because this is a carbon, the Seir on Rosh Chodesh is a kapar to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is Melayi Thireach. So the Pashas Gemara is a Pela Atzumo. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that he made a mistake, Kaviyachal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Don Kol, he knows everything, he does make mistakes, why needs a kapar, why doesn't he chew from himself? So the Rif in Shavuos and Daftes, he brings down the whole Sugya, the whole Agadato, and Tosis in Shavuos and Daftes also. And they explain Pshat in the Gemara, Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu makes no mistakes. Pshat is that the Seir that we bring in Rosh Chodesh, it's a kapar on Klai Yisrael. Anything we bring on Rosh Chodesh is a kapar to Klai Yisrael. And therefore, since we have a kapara, the Yireach gets covered out of it. And therefore, it's Mesiyash of Daita, it calms down, it makes it feel better. Oh, Klai Yisrael gets kapara on because of the moon, because it's Rosh Chodesh. But Avada is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. Klai Yisrael gets a kapara, and therefore the moon feels very good about it, that Klai Yisrael gets a kapara because of Rosh Chodesh. So nice we see this Indian of Rosh Chodesh, whether Rosh Chodesh is derived to Rabbanon, the Mechaber brings down 2 days in Tov Yotes, but this Indian Rosh Chodesh goes back to Sheshi Mei Abreshis, the concept, the Cheshivas of Rosh Chodesh, that is a Zman Kapar L'chol Todoysim. Like we say in Davening, that Shana Musav, Zman Kapar L'chol Todoysim. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sim in Tov Yotzayim, in Sifkon Dalet, he brings down, now what's the Indian of Yom Kippur Katan? What have Yom Kippur Katan? For this reason, since just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and who in the Seir on Rosh Chodesh is also Mechaper. Since the Seir is Mechaper, therefore you have Yom Kippur Katan, some people have a minik to say tainus, have a tainus on Rosh Chodesh, and we have a Slicha, and we say Slichas usually sometimes, the Yeshiva they say it, also on Rosh Chodesh, else it's Indian that's a Kapara of Rosh Chodesh. Mishavua and Zof, the after Misha Einam is Anna, even if you don't fast, we call Mokum, Year and last is Tshuva B'yom Zer, a person should do Tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh, L'sakin Es Asher Avoynus B'chol HaChodesh, L'sakin Ol Zer Avoynus Ma'ach Shul Yoy Ma'ach Shul Kol HaChodesh. After it's the last day of the Chodesh, therefore it's M'sakin, the last day, everything you did for the whole entire Chodesh, K'moy Erev Rosh Chodesh, B'chol HaShonah, just like in Erev Rosh Chodesh, the whole Elul, we're working doing Tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh, trying to do Tshuva for the whole year, who within the last day of the Chodesh, we should do Tshuva on the whole entire Chodesh. V'oz bevada yelo yom haChodesh zman kapar l'chol todosav. Then there'll be a kapar l'chol todosav. So again, this Indian of kapar of Yom Kippur Katan goes back to the bria that this is yimei tshuva and kapara. Besim gines kishayla, if it's yimei kapara, yimei tshuva, so why in Rosh Chodesh don't we fast? Why don't we have slichas? Why is it dafka ever Rosh Chodesh? The Rosh Chodesh itself is being the seer on Rosh Chodesh, and it's kapara on Rosh Chodesh. So Because it's the same thing in Erev Hashanah. We do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself is a simcha, and we don't do any tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. But it's of chatosi in Rosh Hashanah. So at least in Rosh Hashanah, there's a concept of simcha. The Mishnah and Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin says the chi of simcha, the smach of hakecha, chi of yain in Rosh Hashanah. There's an inin of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. We didn't call kesem lucha. What about on Rosh Chodesh? Is there a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh or not? So there's a Gemara in Brachos on that from Tesumen Aleph. The Gemara says that when a person forgets to say, would say during Birch Samazin, so let's say it's before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Vayne Vayachom Vishlam Ami, and before the Baruch Avir, so forget to say, would say, you say Baruch Shnosim Shabbosus, Vamuch Lama Yisrael Biyavim, Oysa Birch, Baruch Mekadosh Shabbos. Let's forget, would say, you say with the Sheva Malchus. Forget to say Yalav Yavai on Yontif. So the Lashon is on Yontif. The Gemara says, Baruch Shnosim Yom Toibil Ama Yisrael, the Simcha of the Zikaron, Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael. They say they also make a bracha after Bar Rachman Vishlam Omein. If you can't say Yalav Yavo, you say a bracha because bracha gave us the Yontif, the Simcha Ulizikaron. What about the Rosh Chodesh? If you can't say Yalav Yavo, so Gemara says, Brotan Alachon, Kufay Ches, Tov La Yitzkosh Rosh Chodesh, Oymer Baruch Shinosin Rosh Chodosh La'am Yisrael Lizikaron. You make a bracha and they gave us Rosh Chodosh La'am Yisrael Lizikaron. So if the Gemara, but you say the word Simcha Nach, Lo Yidane Im Omabah Simcha Im Loi. The Gemara said, I don't know if you say Rosh Chodesh Simcha. The Pasha is the Gemara of the Sufik is Rosh Chodesh HaVichi of Simcha Nach. The Torah in Simcha Kupay Ches, the Tosei Rosh and the Gemara, and the Ritva in the Gemara, they both explain, that's good with the Gemara Sufik. Is Rosh Chodesh has no union of Simcha, the Pashtus? Well, no, there is an union of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Pasuk in Baal Oyscha, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, says, V'yoyim Simchaschem, V'moyedechem, Rosh Chodeshechem, there's a hecket between Rosh Chodesh and the Moed and Simcha, just like a Moed and a Chiv Simcha, who would in a Rosh Chodeshechem on Rosh Chodesh also have a Chiv Simcha? Well, Tosei Rosh says, the Gemara Pesach in Ayin Zayin says, the Gemara is called a Moed, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, it says Kor Elai Moed and Eicha, and the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, therefore maybe it has an inin of Simcha, or maybe it has no inin of Simcha, the Gemara is Masopik. So Pasha Gemara is Masopik, how do we pass in Lalacha? So the Torah in Siman Tov Chaf brings down the Ritz Geis. It says, do you say Tzidik HaDin on Rosh Chodesh? Do you say it on Rosh Chodesh? He says, no, you don't say Tzidik HaDin on Rosh Chodesh, why? Because it's Yimei Simcha. He says it's Yimei Simcha, like it says, V'yom Simchaschem V'moedechem Rosh Chodeshechem. Boy, it brings right in Hallel. We say Hallel. And what do you say in Hallel? Zeh hayom osa Hashem megilav nismicha boy. It's in the Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So we see there is a concept of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Like Zachas Leichemed, in Klal Pebeis, in Morachas Aleph, from Toys Chayim, this Nishkein Raya. This in the Simcha is talking about Simcha Sruchnias. You should feel happy, appreciable. But not in the Simcha Vos of Yayim. Not in the Simcha you should give matanis to your wife. It's not the Simcha Sruchnias. That's what this Leichemed says. However, there is a Yireim, the Blas Mimins of Alekosis, in Simon Reshch of Zayn, says Mefurish, there's a Chiv Simcha Rosh Chodesh, because it's Kor Elai Moed, it's called a Moed. It says, even though you have no Chiv to wash, no Chiv of Suda, however, Yoytze with Basav Yayin, it says clearly, and Rosh Chodesh is a Chiv Basav Yayin, a Yireim. Void, there's also a Rekeach, that the Beis Yosef and Tov Yotess brings down, that says, Rosh Chodesh is just like a Moed, it's a Hekesh to a Moed, just like Moed, it's a Chiv Simcha, who did Rosh Chodesh? Right. What type of simcha? Is it simcha that you should be simcha in one time also? It's simcha, different types of simchas. And the simcha of Ruchni is appreciated because Baruch Hu gave to us the simcha on Purim. It's right, we don't give our wife personal Purim. Pasha, the simcha over there is, may mishtav a simcha, is to appreciate everything we have, the cross type of Baruch Hu for Purim. Or the meaning of simcha of Basav Yayin, Nineveh Matanus, the Goyzim. Chanukah. So the Mishnah says, Chiv Basav Yayin and Tavkuv Chavtet. Even though there's no Musav, Mishbuah says it brings down the sheet that's boss of the iron. Right. Well, he's a poskim. But same Shaila, even though it could be Yimei Simcha Mahalo, what's in your Simcha? So, again, so the Rebbe says clearly the Chiyah Bas of Yayin, Chus of Rekech, that's the Pashas of the Ritz Geos. There's a Chiyah Mamash Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. And that's what's brought down the Orchus of Beinu and Chilgalov, the stipe himself in Daf Kufa in Zayin. He would drink wine, give wine to his Bnei Beisai, and even to the women in the house, and tell them that this is to show covet and to tell everyone it's Yontif. Mamash Yontif. He gave wine to even the girls in the house to show it's Yontif. However, vice versa, there's a Rosh on Sukkah over there in Brachas, Berg Zayin Simcha of Gimel says there is no Chiyah Simcha. So we have Machlokes to show them the Reim versus the Rosh is there Mamash Chiyah Simcha Bas of Yayin, literally, or like the Rosh, there is no Chiyah Simcha. Even though we don't say the word Simcha, but when we forget the bench, that's, the Torah says that's only at Sof, the Muslim Sofik, so he's Mekel. But Mekel is the Chiyah Simcha Nat, Machlokes is the Rosh and the Reim. Halacha, the Pashtus, Noisekelim and Shulchan Aruch and Tafid Zayin and Tafid Tes, they don't bring down this chiv of Simcha Mamish. They don't bring down this cantip of Bos of Yayin, and they don't bring down the cantip you have to buy your wife of Matano, and don't bring down this cantip of give your kids a goyis. In Lechua, there is no chiv of Ikka Simcha. However, there is Lechua an inyan list of Ksas Simcha that's brought down in Tafid Tes. The Mechaber, the Torah, the Paiskim is mitzvah laharbis besudas for Chodesh. There is a locha, even though there is no chiv, a real simcha bas v'yayin, machlok shushonim, again, a locha pashtus not, but there is a chiv, la locha, to be marvin tzidus v'sh chodesh. Wisdom of course, the Torah brings down, it brings down four ayahs, but one ayah brings down the Gemara, it brings down the Yishalmi, that says, let's say v'sh chodesh comes out on Shabbos, or Purim comes out on Shabbos, so it says, makdimim megillah on Shumash Golem, you put the megillah early on Shumash Golem, make it Friday, mash enkein v'loi tzidus purim v'sh chodesh, that you put on Sunday. So the Yishalmi says clearly, Suda's Purim versus Chodesh, you put on Sunday, so we see this in the Suda, and Mamash, just like Purim, the same get of Purim, the Magia and the Torah says, the Chi of Suda versus Chodesh is the same Chi of Suda and Purim, the same getter. However, you must Samech on Purim, the same, whatever the Chi of Suda and Purim is the Chi of Suda versus Chodesh. Another Raya also brings down a positive Grim, Simchasim, Moidechim, Vashay Chodeshim, also, there's a Hekesh. Now, what is a chiv suda on Purim? What is a chiv suda? So, besides Atlo Yoda, that's not a chiv suda. That's a separate Indian. Atlo Yoda is a shtiya. But the chiv suda itself, the marshal, do you have to wash on Purim? So, the person has a chiv to wash. So, in Tafari Sadakir, the Shai Tshuva says a person does not have to wash on Purim. So, what about Rosh Chodesh? So, Mishnah Berurah brings down also, Mikat, then you have to wash. He brings down the Shai Tzin, the Chatchila, a person should wash. Maybe to be Choshesh, if any Yonis and Shito, that you have to wash Rosh Chodesh. But he said, Mikat, then you don't have to. The Chatchila, you should. Sorry?
If you forget,
you don't have to
bench over.
We don't bench over. We hold the Zochia pass. Right, he said, Abba Lechatchila, he says, you should. Lechatchila, Allah, and Tov, your test. So, if one Aleph, Shai Tzin, said, Lechatchila, you should pass. Mikat, you don't have to. Lechua, just like Purim. L'chol l'fid Aruch HaShulchan in Tafrei Tzadakei says it is a chiyuv pass on Purim. If there is a chiyuv pass on Purim, l'chol won't be like the end of Rosh Chodesh. Another dimin to Purim is what suda, how many sudas do you have to have on Rosh Chodesh? Do you have to have one, two, a night? So in Purim, everyone knows the chiv suda is dafka in the day, you're not yotze at night. And Mishnah Berurah himself also says in Rosh Chodesh, the suda is during the day, and that's enough, you don't need to be mabu also by laila. The Demukhi Aruch Chaim in the Siman Tov Yotzeh says, this chiv suda, that's during the day, he says you're not yotze at night, why? Because you're not mekatshin Rosh Chodesh by laila. So Mamash also like Purim. Purim yotze only during the day. Within Rosh Chodesh, only yotze during the day. Mishnah Berurah's notion is enough during the day, but the Demukhi Aruch Chaim says you're not yotze at night. This the Mishnah Berurah says how much you have to eat in the Suda, what's the level of the Suda. So Mishnah Berurah says that whatever the minig is after in the week, on Shabbos you should add in one Meichel Echad Yosef Mashinoigim. That means whatever you usually have, you should have one more special dish. If on Shabbos you have a whole meal, you should have one special dish on Shabbos, and on Chol you should have one more special dish on Chol. The Kav HaChaim in Tov Yotzeh, he says, let's say you're an Oni, you can have a special dish. He says, Chol Pachas, buy a min miyuchot, an extra peri, also for this Indian of having something miyuchot for Rosh Chodesh. The Kav HaChaim also brings down that this Suda, you say, Shemechabel, like Yontif, should make it special, the oil was annoying that way, we go to Yeshiva, whatever they send in Yeshiva, we eat. What was the breakfast this morning? Halva? Some yuchad. Very nice. For lunch, I didn't see anything special today. What? The Aruch HaShulchan says he brings down a tough test. He brings down, he says it's a pellet, Tmiya Gedoyla. He says, Tmiya Gedoyla, Loma Loy Nogu Kane. He says, the Maestri brings down the oil is not knowing to have anything special for Rosh Chodesh. He says, maybe the reason is because the Bavli does not bring down this inin to have a Suda or Rosh Chodesh. But he ends up still, Machamachim Nochalachosh. Still, you should be Choshes and try to have a Suda. And you should be Mabel one thing during the meal. And Lechatchilim Meshavur said again, you should have pass. Another idea, the Torah brings down, you have a Chi of Suda, is this Gemara in Beyah, after Zion. The Gemara says, All the zaynus of a person is set from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for four things. Except for Chutz Mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos, Baitos Yom Tovim, Baitos Banim, Tam HaTorah, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and he's a kitten on Torah, and the fourth thing is Shemar Megir, so Rosh Chodesh. The simon they say is Tishrei. It's Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. That's the simon Tishrei. They said on Tishrei except for these four things. So, what does this get? A lot of Torah. You can go to Yeshiva, and you pay tuition. That's nichl in a source of Talmud Torah. Your father has to pay for the child in Torah. Nice, you go to your Chaim Lil. I think the tuition is what, 12,000? How much is it? What? How much is the Chaim Lil? I don't know what it is. So let's say it's 12,000 in Lakewood, and you can go to Yeshiva and say, I want me a scholarship, have achmonis, and I have so much money, I have a lot of kids, I have a lot of sport. Is that nichl netzos bottom of Talmud Torah? Is the person to say, give me achmonis, give me a scholarship? Well, no, mice can get all back. The Gemara says, again, all four, that everything is set from Hashem, except for these four things, that im pachas, paiskim loyim, haistim, paiskim loyim, whatever you're going to spend for Tzor, Shabbos, Yontif, or Talmud Torah, you can get back. Schalim, you can get back. So is there any point of asking to get a scholarship or to say, don't have any money? So the stipler, he has a letter, he's printing the Sefer Yemel Yaakov Yisrael, the Simpei Dalit. So I'm asking him the Shiloh. Is there any point to ask him to get an Anocha? So he says, since you can get an Anocha, so that's considered what Schalimun is. Since you can't get an Anocha, whatever's Muchach to pay, whatever you have to pay, that's Schalimun. If you want to get more than that, that's Matar of the Alma, but that's not Nichl and Schalimun, and that's not the Talmud Torah. You won't get your money back. You'll only get your money back, whatever you have to pay. And you should try to get your whatever, how much off you can get off. He says, well, usually Shiva's make it higher, he says, because you know people bargain down. So that's not even the real price. The real price is whatever the ending price is. So the real price is whatever you can get down. And there is a point out, getting your money back, there is no Indian. To get your money back, you only get whatever's Ruchok to pay for it. But Oyd is not this type, he's Mesopik.
Says, what
do they
have to do
with that? So let's say you're paying for
it.
Right. So by how much are they
going to
charge
you? How much
do you
actually
put? How much can you get to go to this shoe to get this Rebbe?
If everyone pays for it, it's still not going to cost.
True, but there's a point. How much?
The real price. The real price is whatever. You shouldn't get whatever they feel that you could.
Right. So that's the real price. Whatever they decide on, that means not the tuition, but whatever they decide is real price. That means if you know it's hard for you and you think, I get my money back anyway, so let me do above my, what I can't do, so this type, it's not true. You're not going to get it back. That's my kind of Ba'alma. Sorry?
Who? In the first
the yeshiva? It's tuition. Who's telling you?
They're telling you that most of it's donation. They might say that most of it is not necessarily out of tuition.
No, but they're telling you, we're not going to have your child unless you can pay this and this amount. That's chalim. But that's how much, how can you get this Rebbe? If yeshiva said you have to pay this amount, and they know you can, then you'll be tough about it.
I mean,
what?
Yes,
whatever Rebbe that you need, that you think your child needs, that's Tzchalimun. Whatever, any Rebbe, any place, you think your kid will learn better next to all, that's also Tzchalimun.
Yeah,
but that's certainly not Tzchalimun for it says bond with Talmud Torah. Loshing bond with Talmud Torah. I'm sure for your kid. Loshing more than it says bond with Talmud Torah. Tzchalimun for your kids. What about? Well, I'll get back to that case later. What about supporting a kid? Again, that's chalimud. What about a kid? He has to eat. You give him yeshiva, they give him food in the yeshiva. Or let's say in the house, you buy a kid food and he needs food to eat, and therefore it makes him have energy and therefore he can learn. Is chalimud dafka the schar for the Rebbe? Or is it for anything that makes him able to learn? It doesn't mean anything. So the disciple over there, he says, Yesh lod me, Yesh lapaf, he doesn't say anything. What? Right, anything that you need enough. That's a shiloh, doesn't say. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Perek Aleph Oizayin, he says clearly that the person with a chiv, the matam oishim is penechem, that a person that has a chiv to support his child, kolayt sois halimun, everything that's nichol, going this girl mizoynis, lupnoi, or halach lilmun, lupnei rav, should be acheres, even if your kid can learn another yeshiva, or lahatma kol tzvach hashom, the chiv to support your child, is lav dafka just in the yeshiva. If a kid wants to learn strong, and you have to give a ticket, and you have to pay him for the dira, and you have to pay for the bills, that's all nichl matam oishim is penechem, so you can learn to lavkas. And that's a chiv upon the father. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Perek Aleph Oizayin, zechi upon the father to support him. Vayde goes on saying, afilu yesh lo isha ubanim mitzvah ol lefarsim. Even if you're married, you have kids, a father is a chiv l'matam oishim is penechem, which he's always a child, and support him so he can still learn Torah b'lavkas. Mamash is a chiv. However, the Shulchan Aruch allows Mechalik. It says, the Schar Limud he can take for Baiser. Masha Ein Kein, all other stuff, all the extras, the deal, let's say, or anything that supports a kid, the food, that you can take from Maaser. And he goes on saying that this Indian of taking from Maaser, things you don't take from Maaser, he brings down the Gemara Beyer, things you don't take from Maaser, and you have to give your child, again, like Mezoinis, Schatira, anything the kid needs. He says in Nifl, and what Gemara says, everything a person gets judged from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except four things, and one of the four things is it says bottom of Talmud Torah, and he said, Erechlam, you get it back. Before, she said, anything that your father has to do for you, you would get back if Nichol Eskar Limut for the child. It means, again, your father, he supported, gave you a ticket to come here. Tom, what do you mean? You got it back. Everything, the Dima, any bills, anything they did for you, so you can still learn, and you can gain out of it, Torah, Zot, Shukhar, Rav, it's a Chiv upon your father, and all your Chiv will get it back also. It's Nichol Eskar Limut. So this, what?
I believe it.
Don't say you have to believe it. Don't say those words.
No,
that's it. If it's not Maaser, it's Zorim and Ashkar, you get the Schar.
Why is it Maaser?
Why is it from Maaser? Because let's get a stock. Yeah, we'll get back to that also. That's, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Torah is Nichol what? Torah is Nichol Lav Dafko, just paying the yeshiva. It means paying the yeshiva everything for the kid to learn, and anything the kid needs for him in order to still learn. And he'll get it back, the father. That's in of Torah. Tishrei, that's Torah, next to Shabbos. What's the get of Shabbos? You already mentioned before, a couple weeks ago, that Shabbos is loved after the Suto, but who would have been the Rebbe Sefraim says it, in Chalakal, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, Shabbat Shabbos Kul Chosay, Perakim Beis, or in the Pes, and what happened the last time, and this time also, is generators, all you don't want to say, that generators are Nichol, and it's Shabbos, you get your money back. Who would have loved after Mizoinis means anything that you spend in Shabbos, you'll get your money back. Then Misav L'Shulchan on Hash B'Shalach, he says, this Inyan, that you get your money back, he says, it really depends. Bring that from Chaim Peter Scheinberg, Moshul. A person can really be very extravagant. He can buy himself, let's say, an Armani suit for Shabbos. Is that Nichol Etzor Shabbos? So he says, no. Chaim Peter Scheinberg says, whatever is a person will do for a suit of Chshuva, whatever he'll do normally, let's say what he would do for himself, for a suit of Chshuva, for friends to get together, or Adam Chashiv, who will go meet the president, or he'll buy a regular standard suit, not Armani, who would do on Shabbos, whatever he would do for a suit of Chshuva, that's what he can do for Shabbos, he'll get his money back. But things that are extravagant, some Yochum or Eich, too very expensive, he won't get his money back for it. So whatever he himself will do for a suit of Chshuva, who would do for Shabbos?
The
Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Himself, a Shulchan Pash B'Shalach. Void, he says over there also, that this Indian of getting back your money, when are you get the money back? When? Are you can get it back today, tomorrow, next year, next lifetime, when are you getting it back? So Zachtim Chayim Pinchas Scheinberg, you're going to get it back when? Miyad, right away. And Pashas of Sloshin Rashi, Gemara Beinah, Tezayin, he says, Shorokum, I'm seeing the Shah, you find it that time or L'Achasha, right afterwards, in that moment or the moment afterwards. Any money that you're supposed to get, you get back right away, Miyad. Anything that's extra, you get back Miyad. So it comes out, L'chud, this Indian, Miyad, Lalach, Kibar Shabbos, who did my Torah? So you hear from Balabat, and they say, the Indian was Chalimun for children, true, you get your money back, masking. But you have to lay it out. And who's you get back in a year or two, I don't have the money to lay out. However, Chaim Bid Roshanberg, Rashi says, that's not true, you get it back Miyad. You have it, you can get it Mamash Miyad. Fine, the third thing, again, Tishrei, Torah, Shabbos, then is Yontif. Then of Yontif, what is Yontif? So first, the Mishabru and Tafi test, calling the Torah, Yontif is Ladaf, Yontif is even Chalamoid. Chalamoid is Nichol Yontif. Anything you spent on Chalamoid, just like is Ladaf your food, the course anything, you go on a trip, look over Chalamoid, you go and have a bringing, look over Chalamoid, it's all Nichol and Tzor, so Yontif and get your money back. It's not going to cost you anything. Anything you cover Chalamoid. This Indom Chalamoid, and the Chor also, they get you back when? Miyad, just like Shabbos, and you get it back Miyad. And the Chor, loch the stipler, if you can get an Nocher, you can go on a trip and get cheaper, but you have to get cheaper. Same thing, they're giving you a ton of almonds, nothing. The fourth thing in Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh. Is, first of all, Rosh Chodesh, the Torah brings down that this is the Makar, that you have a Chi of Sudo, a Mitzvah Sudo on Rosh Chodesh. What about other things in Rosh Chodesh? Do you have to, let's say, wear something nice to cover Rosh Chodesh? In Shiva, everyone goes to, in the Shiva Tana, you put on a white shirt, or some Shivas have a tie, or I know in the girls' schools also they have to dress to cover Rosh Chodesh, but is there a makar for it, or is it stam? So the going in Simon Kufn and Aleph in the Maaser Rav is put down that he himself will put on the Shabbos hat to cover on Rosh Chodesh. He put on the Shabbos hat, a special Shabbos hat to put on Rosh Chodesh. The Kavachayim in Tov Yutes, in Yisvav, he says that people, persons have three sets of clothing, one for Shabbos, one for Yontif, and the third one for what? For Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Chalamoid. There's any to get dressed miyuchad for Rosh Chodesh, to look nice for the kav Rosh Chodesh. Kaf haChaim tof yates is vav. And he said v'shoyes avoido. He explains why he brings down a shaites perek beis. He brings down from the Zohar the person not only has neshama yisayu on Shabbos, also on Rosh Chodesh gets neshama yisayu on Shabbos. Therefore, says that the kav neshama, you have to dress nicely for neshama. Is any of dressing nice look covered with the shovel? What? So the going in the Chaim was Shabbos that he wore during Rosh Chodesh. The going did. The Kavachaim sounds like three different madrigas. I'm not sure if it's machlokes or not. Maybe one had one. I don't know. The Chaim, I love it. Could be three hats. I mean, Shabbos. I don't know. But the going wore Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh. I'm not sure. So this Indian lechura of spending, you're getting your money back for Rosh Chodesh, is allowed after the Suda, is even for your begotten. Anything you buy, anything you do, lechav Rosh Chodesh, anything special Rosh Chodesh, you get your money back. And so what's the Torah's raya that's a chiyus Suda on Rosh Chodesh? Chura can go on begotten. So it could be his raya is that covet is, there's a chiyuv covet, and covet is what? To have a nice meal. But etzim, the fact that the chiyuv covet on Rosh Chodesh, whether it's by begotten or not, but since it's a chiyuv covet, covet means also to have a suda. On Yontif, on Chalmoid, we have a suda, it's covet. Before Rosh Chodesh, since the ending of covet, we should also have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, that's covet. Those are the four things. But etzim, there's another way in the sugya, Tezayin. And the Gemara is on Bay and Tav Tezayin that the Shita of the Kibetzis brings down from the Ritva that this Indian that you get all your money back is loved up for these four mitzvahs. The Ritva said for all mitzvahs, every single mitzvah you do on all year round, lulav, matzah, anything, you can get all your money back. It's also brought down by the Marsham, the Das Torah, and Simon Reish Membeis from the Rajbo. And the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosay also in Perek Membeis, or Oren and Tess brings it down. And all mitzvahs you get your money back. I said, why does Gemara say daf in these four cases? So they answer, because these are shchichu v'regili. These things are shchich, spent for Shabbos, Yontif. But who did all mitzvahs? Things are not all mitzvahs to get your money back. Vestim, it's a medrash, the pashas of the medrash in Tetzavo, in the pashas of Mavavo, it's Gimel. It says over there, what's Peshav, the pasuk, ne'er mitzvah v'toyo o, ne'er is a mitzvah. So it says, when a person wants to do a mitzvah, spend money on his nechassim, spend his nechassim, so the Yitzhar tells him, what you can do, you spend your money, you can lose it out, give it to somebody else, give it to your child. Why you spend on the mitzvah? The Yitzhar tells you, go ahead, do the mitzvah. Zok, the medrash, ne'er mitzvah, just like a ne'er, can light 1,000 candles, and the first ne'er will never go out, and won't lose anything from it, lo chaser. Kach, kol mi sheyiten lemitzvah, eina mechases nechosev. Who also, anyone who gives for mitzvah, he won't lose anything from his nechosev. Nothing. Pashas, like the Rajah, the mitzvah, that anyone who does anything, any mitzvah he does, he won't lose anything from his nechosev.
Why is mitzvah so special?
We'll get to it. So, first I told this to Yaakov Kaplan. So he told me, well, who is the Gemara Fakir, the Gemara Mekamo, on Daf Tesra Beis, the Gemara says that the person is achieved to Adshlish. So the Gemara says, Adshlish, Mishaloi. Gemara Moreover says, Adshlish is from himself. Mekam Ve'elach from Kodesh Baruch Hu. After Shlish, Kodesh Baruch Hu will pay you back. The Pashas of the Gemara is that the price of the mitzvah, and until the Shlish, you'll pay for it. And above that, Kodesh Baruch Hu will pay you back. So you see, you're not going to get paid back. So I saw a Sefer Mishmeresh Moyed on Beyo, Daf Tezayim, Ayinke Sefer. He answers, he gives two tirtzim. One is the Gemara in Baba Kamo says, Mishlish Mishloi, they're talking about not the schar of getting your money back. They're talking about the schar of Olam Haba, Ruchnis, whatever schar we're talking about. So what is it until Adshlish Mishloi, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu won't give you anything special, anything unique, it won't make you like a billionaire, it won't make you something special. Avada, you get your money back. But Adshlish Mishloi, meaning until that, it won't be the special schar of whatever the schar of Olam Haba is. The Kamva Eloch, then it will be the schar of Ruchnis. That means again, Avad every mitzvah you get your money back to Gashmius. But the schar, whatever schar is, the full schar, that you won't get, and only above Shlish, less than Shlish you won't. Nami says, Ayin Erach, Erach over there has another Pshah on the Sugyo, there won't be either Shver. So again, we have a Mahalach that all mitzvahs you can get paid back. In this Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah again in Tzavah, Pashal Amavovah Eskimel, Pashal Amavovah Eskimel, so the Marzu, the Pirush of the Medrash, the Marzu, or the Matnas Kahuna explain the Medrash specifically, not all mitzvahs, they say it's specifically going on Stokka. Even though the Medrash says mitzvahs, like the Rajman Ritva, they say it's going dafka on Stokka. The ending of Stokka, a person will get back. As it says in the Pasuk, in Re'ei, Aser to Aser, But the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufi Tess from now says, Aser, Shabbos Filtet, Setis Asher, that if someone gives mice, will make himself rich. And this Gemara is brought down la locha, the Ramah, and Simin Rishmim Zayin, Nyarday, brings down this halacha, that it's interesting, brings down this agato, he gives tzedakah, he'll make you rich, that this will get your money back for it. Besman's Gemara Babasra, I think, in Afiyud, the story over there, and also that a person will get his money back, whatever he spends on tzedakah. So this medrash is going back on tzedakah. The Chavetz Chaim, when he brings down this medrash, he brings it down in Shmir Saloshin, in Shar Torah, in Perikei, he's bringing it down being Machzik Torah. I don't know if it's dafka, machzik Torah is a chilek of tzedakah, I don't know if he means dafka, the machzik Torah part of tzedakah, or means any part of tzedakah, but he brings it down, anyone who's machzik Torah, anyone who gives money for Torah, then he'll get his money back. That means you support yeshiva, give money to yeshiva, then he'll get his money back. And it won't cost him anything. So the Gemara is before, the Ramah holds halacha, you get money back for tzedakah, Chavetz Chaim saying who didn't Torah, or the chilek of tzedakah. These are both caches on the Shulchan Aruch Rav and on the Stipler. Stifler said again, if you can get an ocho for it, for yeshiva, it's not nichol and what so you'll get back. So what is it? So it's the matron to yeshiva. So it's stocker to yeshiva. Or it's the machzik Torah to yeshiva. Why you should get it back? Al Torah and stocker. It's fine, you won't get it back. Like the Gemara says, it's a tzor bond of the Talmud Torah. It's not al tzor bond if you could have got a cheaper price. But be machzik any yeshiva for anyone, be machzik Torah, that itself you get back. Unless you want machalik and say that a tzor bond of the Talmud Torah you get back right away, miyad. Masha'enkein, this Indian of being rich, giving tzedakah, people don't come rich overnight. It's not miyad. Maybe it'll take time. It'll be over a certain amount of time. Hold in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Don't try to get back right away. Masha'enkein, things are stam toyo, things that are tzedakah, you'll get back, but not miyad. Agav is a chura, the Shemesh Loshen over there in Shach Torah and Perek Vav. He says that not only when you support yeshiva do you get this mitzvah of supporting yeshiva, but he says a chiddush that a person in the Olam Haba that supports yeshiva is zeicha la'asid sheyeda Torah b'metzias. He himself b'metzias to get to know the Torah. So mamash b'schai is nifla v'mairus. A person supports Torah, he doesn't lose one penny, gets everything back, and avoid the Shiva Shomayel, he'll know everything. You can sit and down with everyone. It's Mamash Rebellis, because I have a fire sale. Tell everybody about the boss. You're not going to lose a penny, and you get no Torah. What bad investment can that be? Fine. Back to Rosh Chodesh. The Novit brought down Rosh Chodesh by the Mishnah Brura, the Simmer Samoch, it's Gan Zayin, from Yehuda HaChosid, the person should not take a haircut or cut his nails on Rosh Chodesh. Asakono, supposed to be Yehuda HaChosid, the person should not cut his nails, was here on Rosh Chodesh. Even Sakono. Don't say what. And it's brought down the Shabbat, even on Erev Shabbos. Even if it comes out Erev Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh still should not cut your nails and cut your hair. In the Sfira, in Simon Tov Sada Gimel, the minig is out to take a haircut on Sfira, different minhagim exactly when. So it says when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, so that Friday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a person can take a haircut. Why? Because since Shabbos has Simcha, and Rosh Chodesh is Tosef has Simcha, therefore, every Rosh Chodesh, a person can cut his hair on that Friday, even though it's Sfira. So the Achonim ask, L'chur it's Sfira. Why? Because when is Rosh Chodesh year? Rosh Chodesh year is always 2 days. Always 2 days. Everyone knows, year is 2 days, Tisha is 2 days, Shiva Smir always starts on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Chajvin is 2 days, I'm sorry. Chajvin and what?
Not this year.
This year, Friday. Vada starts Friday. Fine, but it's 2 days. When is the 2 days? So Rosh Chodesh Iyar can never be Shabbos Sunday. It always has to be Friday Shabbos. Always has to be Friday Shabbos. That's the Mitzvah. If it comes on Shabbos, it has to be Friday Shabbos. If so, this is the Indian that the Shabbos is saying, you can cut your haircut, cut your hair on Friday when Rosh Chodesh comes on Shabbos. He's telling you, to cut your hair on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishabur in similar Samuk says, you can't cut your hair on Rosh Chodesh. Rina Chosid, steers Mishabur. So without the Mishnah Berurah, can answer like the Knesset Gedolah, he says what it means when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos and cut your hair on Thursday. Because Friday came to be Nechos, they cut your hair on Thursday. But the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, cut your hair on Shabbos. So B'yotzichan Zonnefeld, Simon Shinchov Dalad, Salmos Chaim, he wants to answer the series of Mishnah Berurah. He says that we're talking about Simon Shinchov, people will machmer be Nechosid. Some people are machmir, some aren't. The Nadi Yehuda, the Chassam Soiva says, the Tavot Yehuda Chosid is dafka on his Yorshim, on his children, his Enechlach, but not on everyone. Machlok is a Paiskim. So Mishabu and Simon Reisamach is talking about dafka as Yorshim. And Mishabu and Simon Tav Tzana Gimel is talking about people who are not Chosid. They can take a haircut on Friday. That's his Terence. However, Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liyakov, Simenei Samoch, and the Moshe in Asonetic Avril, in Pesach, El Gimel, Perakim Tes, or Yutes, given other teretz, they say this whole Indian that you can't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh according to this Vidar Chassid, that's dafka when you can take it on Thursday. You can. But over here, you can't take it on Thursday because it's Sfira. So, if I'm on a Friday, even Vidar Chassid, you must be able to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, that's on Friday. So, most of us anyway don't take a haircut even when it comes out Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. But what is Nagay is, if Yav Kamenetsky over there says, Moshe, let's say Rosh Chodesh, any Rosh Chodesh Nisan, let's say, comes out on Thursday, Friday. So, Mr. Brewer says, on Friday, you should not cut your hair. So, what are you supposed to do? Take it on Thursday. That's called Shabbos. Cut your hair on Thursday. However, since if it comes out Thursday, Friday, you can't cut your hair both days, cut it on Wednesday, so Yav Kamenetsky, that's not called Shabbos. So, he says, even with the Chosbi Maskin comes out Thursday, Friday, cut your hair on Friday. That is called Shabbos, cut on Friday in itself. Noch din neger was chodesh nin dem yalv yovoy to say quickly. Let's see if it got to the yalv yovoy. So if it's during mechta mazon, so first the klal is, let's say you say merachat Hashem. When do you say lamdei nuchu kecho? When don't you say lamdei nuchu kecho? So the klal is whenever you have to be chayzer, then you say lamdei nuchu kecho. So since by mechta mazon we're not chayzer, you never go back. There's no chiyah past mekadin, even though hakili should have passed. Therefore you never say lamdei nuchu kecho. So let's say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's it, you stop, you go weiter, and you end up saying, Baruch Atah Shalom, Amen, and then you say the Baruch that's brought down, Baruch of Baruch Shnosin Rosh Hashanah Shalom Yisrael. That's Baruch Atah Mosin, by night, the davening at night, and if you got to say Yalav Yovin Shmona Esrei, so again, by night, since you're not Mekadosh Chodesh Balaylo, again, also you're not Chodesh, therefore also you're not Tzilam Benuchu Kecho, and once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you go on and say, you say a Machazir, and that's it.
Is there a
wedding? No. Not at night. But the day... Sorry?
Is that just the first night or the second night?
So, Mahol Yopaskin, Mr. Brewer, Paskin is even the second night. Both nights. It means tonight, if you haven't yet, if you've got, you don't go back.
Don't say before wedding.
Sorry, you don't go back anyway. Yeah, but since it's Mahol, you can say before wedding, we're because you have to say it, I'll say it before. But at night, we don't say wedding.
So then?
Yeah. Often, I don't remember where, but that's what I saw. What about during the day? So during the day, let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Mishabura, the Bialach and Kofi Dalid, and the Mishabura and Tochav Bey says you say Lam Deinu Chakecha. Then you go back, say Elokeni Hevesen Yalav Yovai, and you go and you end up saying Vezech Zenu. That's what you do. This is Bialach is also brought down Alach on the Alfi Yosef Tochav Aleph, Netek Avil and Chanukah, Perek Mem Ches, Tefilah Kilchasa Eishu Yisrael. L'chud all coming to argue the Moshe because the Moshe quotes the Bialach. The Moshe says, no, since you can say it by Moedim, therefore he says you finish off saying a Machzir, the Tzion, you end up saying a Tzion, and then you say it. So Moshe holds that if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you should keep on going until Moedim, then say Yalav Yov over there. However, the place, even the ones who saw Moshe, Ishi Yisrael, Lichuk, Tila Kelchuk, said all pass not like a Moshe, and say no, say Lamdei Nechukach and go back. What about you, if you said Gach Latzion and before Moedim, so over there again you say, like Yossi was saying, then you say it by Moedim. Once you start Moedim, the thing is you have to go back to Yalav Yovai. Now, what it means to go back, does not mean to go back to Yalav Yovai, it means go back to its say. You have to go back to its say itself. If you let it go back to its say, you went only to Yalav Yovai, it's Machlok is a poiskim if you're Yoitza, maybe you have to have the whole thing over again. And if you, let's say you're up to the Kain and Tzor. So if you're up to the Kain and Tzor, you didn't say you knew the Ratzin yet, then you go back to its say. Let's say you also didn't say you knew the Ratzin, and the Shatz is saying Kaddish, is saying Kedusha. So you're supposed to answer the Shas Kedusha. So what are you supposed to do? So make at din during the year, you say Yulu Ratzin, and then you say Kedusha. But here if you say the Yulu Ratzin, it's going to end up Shmon Esrei, and you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. So Machlok is a Poiskim, the Moshe says, what do? Is you say Kaddish, right? You say Kedusha right then and there with Ayu Yulu Ratzin, and then go back to it, say. Sheva Levi says, no, you should go back to it, say, and just be Rishtika, and be quiet, and listen to it. And Tila Dov, these Mesupik, says Sarafian. So in this specific case, you have to ask, what to do halacha? Once you finish Manasseh, you have to go down the whole Shmanasseh over. And once you daven Musab, Machlok the place with Yoitze Yalav Yovai, and Mishmur says you should daven Shmanasseh, but it's night that if it's Yoitze ready, it should be a Tashkumim. It should be in the Dovah. A Sukum, again, the Indian Rosh Chodesh, is it's Yimei Kapara, it's like Yom Kippur Katan, the person should do Tshuva, and we can't do it on Rosh Chodesh because Pashas has some Indian of Simcha, we don't say Tachnu, we say Halu. Certain level of simcha, therefore we should do tshuva every Yom Kippur. There is a chi of simcha nas machlokes the Reim and the Rosh, who seem to be like there is no chi of simcha. However, chi of suda, where there is, and the chatchilo, you should have pass the Indian of Rosh Chodesh, they get also, we see, get all back. The Gemara says all mazonos of a person get back. All mazonos you don't get back except for Rosh Hashanah, except for things, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and it's just one of the Talmud Torah. Some say the Rav and the Ritva say all mitzvahs you get back, and even some say also with Tzedakah, Talmud Torah. This Indian that you get your money back, the stipend says, Dafka, if you can get an offer, if you can get an offer, get cheaper, you won't get it back. The end of getting paid back, Rashi, the Prime Minister Shalmuk says, get paid back right away. And this end of getting back is Lam Dafka for Dafka Mazonis, but by Torah means anything that makes you can learn, and by Shabbos means even Yibgad, means anything. This is the Tegi Hekod on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes on Thursday, Friday, it's Machloik Salat Tegi Hekod on Friday or not. And the Indian of Yal Yavoi, you have to know the Gedorim, because last time you just talked. The Indian of Rosh Chodesh, it's new moon, it's Aschadshus, it's a new time. Hayim to Rosh Zman, Chodesh Adar, it's very nicker, it's Rosh Zman. What?
In this yeshiva?
This yeshiva, it's very nicker today. I'll give you a marshal, I was in the dining room today. No, even for the afternoon mechanas. I was in the dining room today, today's chicken day. I have 8 guys on my table, 3 guys showed up. And it's chicken day. It's so smart, it's posh and nicker. That's the best way to see. On chicken day, 3 guys out of 8 show up.
So,
no, it's very nicker. The mice, it's a Chodesh, and a person has to make it as conscious, try to make it more. 3 years ago, the Rashiva sent out a Shmur around Rosh Chodesh at the time, that everyone should come to Mot Shabbos, to Yeshiva, to hear what he has to say. So when he came with Mot Shabbos, and the basement was packed, his Noshim was packed, the stairs, steps, hallway, everything was packed, hearing what he had to say. He gets up and starts speaking about Adar, that the word Rifian is Chazitreif. It's Chazitreif, Rifian. And he was going on about how he can have a Sezman, it's not a Sezman, you have to make a Aschola and make it stark. And he told everyone there, they must make a upon themselves for the next 2 weeks, that what? They have to come, everyone has to come to Davin to Yeshiva, and even the curl guys, he had to come at least 2 to 3 times to the week to Yeshiva, to Davin, Shachwis, Mincha, Meir, and they must be on time to Seder, not later than 9:30 first Seder, not later than 3:40 second Seder. And his mom was mechazik the place, and the first, next couple of days, his mom was stuck, he was there, his mom was like, Tchilas his man. Next week was already died out. But the first week, his mom was stuck, his chachis. So I asked him, Dossam Tzvi, today, I asked him, so how do you, it's so smart, how do you make a chizuk? How do you make a chizuk oneself? So he told me, learn. So I asked him, but how do you make a chizuk that? Learn more. So sometimes it's hard. How do you make a chizuk? How do you make a chizuk? You know, it's a new month, a new time. How do you do it? So there are different etzes. Sometimes a person may say, when you're holding over sugya, you're someplace, start a new sugya, pick something new. It says chachis, make something new, like the new chodesh. Or some say to learn the Indian of, let's say, learn the chashivas at Torah then, to be makhil chashivas, take out, let's say, shemir shalosh and shah Torah, learn the chashivas, to be makhil chashivas at Torah, to make you, to mechazik yourself. Or Labai and David told me today, then awaken his chazik oneself, he says, just to make programs, projects, people a week, it's going to fall apart, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you have to get an outside person, tell him what you want to do, and make him give you a test, or make him check for you, and make sure you do it, because otherwise you do it for yourself. He said, even, he's saying about himself, even me it doesn't happen. So everyone's shvach, everyone's weak. You have to make a schach, you have to mischazik oneself for the chodesh. Nice of the whole box, now you have 2 weeks to Purim. So, some are coming back, some aren't, but you know, after Purim I know it's early, it dies out early. But the person has to mischazik oneself, and I heard once from Shlomo say, youth is wasted on the young. Now you have no burden, no chayis. When you go back to America, you have to go visit friends, and you're going to have some of you, or most of you, all of you, shidduchim, and it's going to be tirdus, achayis, and your parents can tell you what to do. Right now, l'chol apok, still Purim, you have 2 weeks, no achayis, and anything you have to do can push you up till after Purim, pepashtus. And you have 2 weeks now to mitchazik, to take it upon yourself, to work upon yourself, and you should get a friend to make sure you're mechazik yourself. You should try to tell a person either, I don't know, you learn 20 blocks, so you have 20 days, learn a blot a day, tell your friend to ask you questions in that blot a day, to mechazik yourself, and to mamash, the chodesh should be eschadshus, and mechazik oneself. You, me, everyone, and all be zaycha with this, to do the correct thing, and to mechazik the chodesh. Amen.